Welcome to Inside the Film Room, the Building Blocks edition. I'm Bob Papa. Today we focus in on third-year wide receiver Reuben Randall, who finished 2014 with a flurry.
Takes the snap, quick release right, he throws it right, he completes it right to Randall, who dives for the pylon, and he's in for the touchdown.
You're doing what you love. I think that's the bottom line. Once you go out there to practice or whether it be a game, once you step on that field, you're going out there doing what you want to do as a kid growing up. I think once that feeling kicks in, everything else just bypasses. You're back focused and ready to go and put in the work.
And he takes the snap. He's back to throw. He looks right. He throws right into the end zone. It's caught for the touchdown. Reuben Randall stops, looks, throws a deep ball down the middle of the field looking for Randall. Jump ball. He makes the catch over the defender and gets tackled at the 17-yard line.
And that's a great play by Reuben Randall. Again, this is what they brought him in for. That's why they drafted him so high. Beating double coverage, high pointing the ball, and coming down with it in traffic.
And to talk about Reuben Randall, I'm joined by former Giant Roman Oben. And Roman, career high 71 catches, nearly 1,000 yards, right, and put up big games late in the season. He's got tremendous physical attributes. What are some of the things that really excite the coaches about what Reuben Randall brings to the table?
I mean, Reuben Randall has great size, speed, height, ratio. I mean, the things that you want to see physically in a receiver, especially in today's NFL game. We're going to look at some of his great catches that he made this year. Starting this Arizona game, this is a fade to the corner in the end zone. And what he does well is he catches the ball with one hand, on his outside hand, shielding himself away from the defender. And that's a great job coming down both feet in the end zone. Excellent job. And these are the things that he does well.
All right. And obviously, the last two games of the season against St. Louis and against Philadelphia, he set new career highs in each game. And in Philadelphia, you could see the trust that Eli Manning had against the Eagles with Reuben Randall, taking some chances with him.
Yeah, and Bob, this is the beginning of the game against the Philadelphia Eagles. First series, you're going to see Eli Manning throw the ball up between two defenders. Back shoulder, catches the ball. One defender's playing him well. The other defender, Allen, doesn't know where the ball is. I mean, this is something, Bob, you see Calvin Johnson and these type of guys do. So that showed you the confidence, especially when you knew that Odell Beckham was getting double-teamed and he was starting to demand a lot of attention over the top from the defenders as well.
938 yards receiving for Reuben Randall, which turns out to be a pretty good year. Now, the consistency is the factor with him.
Right.
What are some of the things that he has to improve upon, really improve upon, to be a more assertive player?
I think in terms of trust in the coaching staff, it starts during the week. Meetings, consistency, practicing well, doing those things. Early in the season, he had some drops. So when you knew that Odell Beckham was getting double-teamed, you knew that other guys had to step up. He stepped up at the end of the season in terms of just the numbers that he posted and the productivity. Going forward, can he accept the role as the third guy, the slot receiver, where he might not get as many catches as he got this year, but he's going to have to be dependent upon when he's thrown the ball.
All right, that's a look at Reuben Randall. Inside the Film Room, the Building Blocks edition.